KEHMW in testing statewide, too.
Test 1, 2, 3. KEHMW testing.
I got you loud and clear.
Same here.
KEHMWN.
KEHMWN, KEHMKO.
KEHMWN.
Okay, sounds good. I'm just testing the digital monitor. I'll make sure we're still hearing everything.
All righty. KEHMWN to be monitoring.
Okay, thank you. KEHMKO will be clear.
KEHMW, testing.
KEHMWN monitoring statewide, too.
Lies. All lies.
I'm busted. I was hoping I could get away with it.
He doesn't talk on the radio. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. I got to quit slacking and get on here more. I did finally hook my 5550E up, though.
I'm just leaving the plant and headed back to Fenton. And then I drop at Fenton and then head home.
So you're heading to Fenton and then home?
Yeah, just leaving the plant in Davisbury. So UPS tripped again, and the replacement hasn't arrived, but I had one. So I took one down there, and we just ripped all the cablings out and put the load balanced them and put the other one back in. So I got two new UPSs in and filled the breaker and everything ran fine. And so leaving the plant, now headed to Fenton, dropped two things off and picked something up, and then I could finally head home.
Did you just have to go out there last weekend? Thought you had one out there within the last week.
Yep, same one trip. I ordered replacements, you know, so I got approval to order replacements, but they won't be here till Tuesday. And it just ran fine all week, and then we had company over, and so I wasn't watching anything for the last, I don't know, 7 hours. So after company left, just after 8, I went upstairs, put my feet up, and right on my laptop, I saw alarms. I'm like, guess what? I picked up a UPS trip. So I hit the head, and I remembered I had UPSs that we in the garage there, so that I just took out of another office that we closed. So I had one that's only 3 months old. Off to Davisburg we went.
The things we do for a living at odd hours of the night and weekends.
Well, it's going over 60 hours this week going to do, exactly.
Yeah, I think this week's going to be a long week for us. And we're already booked up for Saturday, too. I did have an important question for you when you had a minute. I don't know if you're busy and just called a phone call or anything, so I'll give you a minute.
But you might be behind somebody who doesn't know what 55 is and is doing 35 and then delayed brights, and now they're turning into gas station, or they're maybe going to go north. Let's see here.
They might be listening to the song I Can't Drive 55, but they're interpreting it the wrong way.
Well, it turned into the gas station. So. Look at that. Welcome to Holly. Oh, look, you're right. It still isn't anything yet. Aw. Whee! Did you take Paul? Were you with Paul when you went up to Covenant or Harrison the other on Friday? You sent me a message, but I haven't got to it yet because I was in Oxford all day Friday.
No, I was over at Dow. We were doing some stuff with some of their trunking system and a few radios.
So I'm here. I'm just the Focus driver in front of me took my attention.
I noticed your capacity plus ID there. If I put my capacity plus ID in instead so I can monitor some CAT plus systems, I assume you're all right with that.
Yeah, it should be fine. Just know it doesn't. You don't go over the Brandmeister stuff at all, but I don't care about that.
Yeah, radioid.net, they put the same disclaimer at the bottom of it when they issued it to me. That way I can add my CAT plus systems.
Yeah, if you got one from radioid.net, you're good. I don't care. Because that's still considered in the database to be valid. I think that's what I have on this radio. I think I'm on my capacity plus ID on this one and the one control station at the house.
Yeah, I just glanced at the screen, and when I saw the five-digit ID, I immediately recognized it as a CAT plus.
Yeah, I still can't. This radio doesn't. This one's not registered. One of my ones is not registering. The handheld was, but I don't think this one was registered. You gotta go and look and see if it's centered in right with the right serial number and all that. But on the Connect Plus, sorry, not the. It works on the capacity, but not Connect. Even though that's going to go away shortly, hopefully.
Yeah, it's looking like it will eventually here. You talking about our system where I work?
Yep.
Yeah. On the mobile, how far north have you carried that new system we put in Flint for the one place? I don't want to say a bunch on here, but you know what I'm talking about.
I haven't gone north with it yet. I went north, but I never remember in Frankenmuth 2 Sundays ago. Forgot to try it because I had many issues with me.
Oh, okay. Is that Michelle in the background, I heard?
Yeah, I'm going to have a monkey move stuff around.
It's always good to have help. Hi, Michelle.
Hi,
Ryan. I actually came out with me today. Well, she went with me out there last weekend, too. But, you know, I'm the brains and she's the muscle. Yeah.
Can't mess with the muscle. Plus, they say happy wife. Happy life. So far, that's proven to be true.
Well, luckily for me, Uncle Ray's is already closed, but she probably want me to stop by there because it just opened up. Oh, you were freezing, Ray.
I need a hot chocolate.
Oh, okay. I need a hot chocolate. Whew. Coming into downtown, Captain. I miss Clinton sometimes, but then I remember, no.
I know I can't wait for warmer weather. We kind of got nice little sneak peek for nice little stretch, and then old man winter kind of popped up on us again.
I guess I'll 50 by Wednesday, but then back cold again. So it's like, really, come on.
Yes, my thoughts exactly. Plus, warmer weather means we can get more projects working.
You know, just of how many ideas as it is. I get through the next couple of weeks to work, I'll be feeling a little bit better, but next couple of weeks it's going to be pretty busy. So, I even took calls for the golf course today, so like, they're like, yeah, we're doing a bunch of this stuff tomorrow. I said, yeah, well, I'm going to, I said, how about Monday? I said, because I, you know, like, I've worked all day Sunday last, so Saturday and Sunday last week, and I was trying to take Thursday off this week, and it didn't work, so I ended up working all day Thursday, and then Friday I didn't get home until after 9, so it's like, you know, I'm taking, you know, here, now I was like, I was trying to relax. Yeah,
we got a big update on a customer's P25 trunking system, and Mother M's going to be in town, and we got to be there possibly all week. And then Saturday, got somebody we got to do a bunch of radio reprogramming for, and their buses run 90 to nothing all week, so we pretty much got Saturday or Sunday to do it. We're going to do it on Saturday. And then I don't know what the week after is going to bring.
Yeah, today they're like, well, can we get this done right away? And I'm like, yeah, but it won't do any good unless, you know, steps 1 through 7 were done first. You know, you want to get the good stuff in step 8, but to do big step 8 work, you got to do steps 1 through 7.
Yeah, if only it were as easy as skipping 1 through 7. I put the newest firmware in this radio last night, and whenever I did and it rewrote the code plug, it completely wiped everything and didn't want to play. I worked all day yesterday, and I got up this morning and had to redo the whole code plug. The things we do for fun.
No. All right. Michelle's running in to grab my mail. Basically, I at least come to Fenton once a week to get my mail and drop stuff off. It's Friday, got out of Oxford till 9. I was like, I'm not going there. And then I had company all day today. And I was like, well, let me grab my mail up in Fenton since I'm out on the clock. Getting paid the mileage. Get it? Woohoo!
Oh, you get paid for the mileage, too?
Oh, yeah, I turn mileage up. You just want to go home or anywhere else?
Comfort is nice.
Is it? I don't know. Just do it.
It's a good wife there. Let's go shopping.
Oh, I said that knowing pretty much everything's closed. Well, Walmart might be still open, right? Yeah. But you went grocery shopping earlier. Or, oh no, you only got stuck for the partner for the company coming over. You didn't really do regular shopping trip, did you? Yeah.
Well, I may try and get my Capacity Plus stuff worked on tomorrow. I'm kind of curious if I can pick that up from here with my antenna on the roof that I'm using. System seems to honk pretty good. I've seen where you made it. Looked like you made it a decent piece past up here and was still picking that up.
Yeah, so my office is on the east side of here there on Emily City and Myers Road. So parked along the building there, I was getting it off 2 bars. And then through up here, it was a little in and out. Once I got up, you know, back towards the highway, it was fine again. I mean, I definitely went further east than I did south, that's for sure. But I took it to East Holland 75, fine.
I think that's pretty good for the way that setup is. Because most of the power is being diverted down that radax.
Yeah, when you guys put the real system up with the real antennas and power going outside and, you know, gain antennas, I think it'll scream. That sales stream for what you guys want to do.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I was telling Paul. That site is really going to honk.
And then from Lapeer, where my office in Lapeer, Mayville is covering that way anyway. It's just like, even if, you know, so I think you'd have a decent overlap, you know, going east like that, you know, handoff.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember the other one. I think it's maybe Cass City that's not Cap Plus yet.
Yeah, Cass City is a nice, that's a single IP site. So. From my house, the handheld gets into here's between Burt and Mabel. So, like, it's not what I would call good. I'd like to affiliate to either one of those every now on the handheld. So, I mean, if I had the mobile ID was in the controller, right? I'm sure the mobile would be affiliating the problem from my house there. So if you have that other one there, it'll probably for sure have a handheld coverage.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I don't know if they got maybe get a little further north ever too, but That might would be pretty cool. Have a little coverage north of Pinconning there.
Good. So, all right. Earthbound 23. Woohoo!
Could probably call that the home stretch.
Oh, I got it. 20 minutes still, circle.
Yeah, close enough. The two-lane east across there shouldn't be too bad at this hour, I wouldn't think.
I didn't want ice cream, but man, for some reason, I really can't find ice cream right now.
I'm sorry I didn't catch all that. Say it again.
I said, I'm really got a hankering for some ice cream, but man, I didn't want to have ice cream right now. I had an oatmeal cream pie with dessert tonight.
I haven't had any of that stuff in a little while. I've been behaving pretty good for a little bit. I'm down to 219 pounds. I think last time I seen you at a fight, I was at 260.
You going to skin and bones? I haven't had one of them in a long time, like years. But the friends that, the group of friends that were coming came over today were, when we were young and dumb and riding four-wheelers through the UP, you know, when we were like 17, 18, we would and go up to the cabin for a week or two, and ride four-wheelers. We brought cases of oatmeal cream pies, so it was kind of a thing. Like Michelle was asking what we should have for dessert, because she's not cookies, and I'm like, you know, if they got oatmeal cream pies, and I said the guys will get to that joke with oatmeal cream pies.
Yeah, maybe when it warms up a little bit, I might have me a misbehaved day one weekend. I can think of so many good things right now, though, now that you mention that.
Yeah, so we had green chili, or green hatch chili, chicken enchiladas, and then there was also regular enchiladas, chicken enchiladas. Someone doesn't
do spice very much.
But if you try, you didn't say you tried a bite, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did at least try a bite, but yes, it was definitely too spicy for her.
Hot and spicy is my favorite.
Yeah, and there was rice and a salad, and that was a decent afternoon lunch. It was a late lunch, because we didn't really eat until, what, 2:30?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we didn't, everybody showed up about 1, and then we didn't eat until, what, 2:30. So, it was a good visit. My oldest group of friends.
I start getting hangry if I don't eat lunch until 3.
Like, on the way home from Oxford, there was a barbecue barn. It was a shed, basically. It's only open, like, it's in Hortonville there. Open, we've driven by it numerous times, but, like, they're only open Friday and Saturday. And it just so happened, I drove by and I saw, you know, I was like, I'm going to stop here. So I got a little sampling of all their meats. So we had meat last night. So I had a couple bites of it earlier, just before lunchtime, normal lunchtime. So I wasn't that hungry, but I think I know it. Saturday, I got to take my injection, which is probably why I'm starving right now. It feels like, even though I know I shouldn't be.
Fun times. I think I might ease to the bed. I woke up at like 5 this morning. I don't know how I'm even still awake right now.
I think I got up at 8. You were up before me, though. Yeah. So I got up just after 8. Downstairs, or 9-ish. Oh, Michelle was cleaning the house.
I'm getting ready for our guests.
Let's see, Dort Highway and Grand Blanc Road.
I just want to sleep till maybe the sun is already half up or something. I don't know. I didn't have anything to really do today, so I didn't set an alarm, but my eyes still opened up early.
Yeah, Michelle's got to work tomorrow. 9. She goes in at 9, but I'm going to try to not do anything tomorrow. We'll see how well that goes.
Well, all I can say is, may the force be with you.
Well, you know who was going to send a message. I was going to tell you to send a message today, but I had company. So. Although I feel accomplished, I got the bird nest stream going, I think. I had it running on the TV upstairs all most of the day, afternoon. I didn't think it dropped out, so that made me feel pretty good. I got something accomplished.
Was that yesterday they were up there working on that?
Thursday they were. And then they also did the plugged the PyKV in so I could update the put Debian 12 on the server there, and so I finished that this morning. So the GMRS repeater there and 1.9 repeater came back up. So I got that. So I did do that. I fixed Dennis Hughes router and I did that. All the four companies showed up. So I did get some handy things done at least today or this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking to Joe earlier, and he's just sitting there in his apartment there, and hear that the Flint GMRS pretty often. That must be one good site there. It sounds like that thing honks pretty good.
I think elevation-wise, it's a little bit higher up on the, the bowl to the west side of town there. It's 2 miles or whatever it is west of the other site, the Flint 3 site. So, but the VHF, man, the noise up there just doesn't, we don't get good receive up there at all from on VHF, but UHF, man, it screams from up there.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that site. I've not been to Flint 3. I've been to McLaren and Hurley and that other site there that's close to Lamp, I think it is. I don't know where Flint 3 is unless it's one of those.
Yeah, Flint 3 is where the trunk is. And then 4 is McLaren. 5 is CK. 6 is NCA. Oh, is this the light you were talking about? Yeah, it's a 4-way flasher. So it's still doing a 4-way flash.
Is there a UHF P25 in the near future? I thought I heard some talks about.
Yeah, so the Flint DMR is in the basement. Once that gets done and put over at Flint 3, the current Flint DMR is temporarily at Flint 6. And so that antenna will get opened and I can put the UHF T25 there in its place. So we're going to get the interface modules. So, but I need to move. Right now that 8400 running Flint DMR is on the antenna. Now that the trunk system's in place and we got that thing to do and do to do, which it's down in my basement so I can retune the cans and reprogram the MTR 3000. Once that gets up and installed, then that can be, and we can free the antenna up for the P25.
I'm going to have to get me an APX 8000 to play with all the P25 stuff eventually. I want to try and find a Quantar to put up here somewhere, like probably north. Kind of nice. I don't know. But Jeff's machine is here on VHF. Just thought UHF might be kind of cool.
I mean, you look out your window and you see Jeff's P25 flashing, so. I know you said you were going to move north, but you still get to see Jeff Peter out the window of yours.
You know where that Ogemaw Heights High School is up there on M33 there? A few miles north of M55.
I know the area, yeah.
All right, well, you crest a big hill right there, and then right after you get past the high school, it just kind of starts going down, and there's a major intersection after that called State Road. That hill gets in the way, and that's where I lose his machine at. But I can carry it to it pretty far. And I talked to him one morning when I was on the way down to Coldwater in the mobile, and I was all the way there by that GM plant by the state police post there in Delta Township, and I was talking into his machine from there. His machine's got a good footprint, that's for sure. I also went to Toledo one time, and I jumped off his pair. I switched over to the Detroit pair, and I worked that even in Toledo all the way down. So I had good coverage all Ohio with just two machines.
Ohio.
It's not my favorite place to visit.
Well, there's Skyline Chili, and I did go to a Waffle House there a couple months ago. Although, I got to take my parents to the airport here Easterish, I think. So I might be doing another Waffle House run.
All right, I will give Ohio credit for that. They do have Waffle Houses. I went there back at the beginning of November, I want to say, for my grandmother's memorial service. Did stop at a Waffle House. So that was nice to have Waffle House again. I wish they had some up here.
Yeah. All right. I'm back into my driveway. Going to go inside. WAFS.
All righty. Good chatting with you. KEMWN.